I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Viper Week and Total Force Awareness Training. The 31st Fighter Wing is home to two F-16 Fighting Falcon squadrons, the 555th and the 510th Fighter Squadron. Both units provide offensive and defensive air combat operations in support of joint, NATO, and combined operations. The 555th and 510th Fighter and Fighter Generation squadrons competed against each other during Viper Week to enhance combat proficiency and readiness.
By competing against each other, the squadrons enhanced their tactics, training, and performance. The friendly competition improved their abilities under pressure while also showcasing their warfighting capabilities. Viper Week featured a variety of competitions, including assessments of each squadron's performance in launching, flying, and regenerating their aircraft, preparing them to efficiently support potential contingency operations. The week concluded with a weapons loading competition, a physical training contest, and team building activities. This year, the Buzzards were announced as the winning squadrons of Viper Week. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, says Viper Week not only tested the skills and endurance of each airman, but also the importance of teamwork and cohesion under pressure.
What they're doing is following technical orders under the clock with an audience, so there's a lot of pressure to perform, and time is of the essence. And what I love about it is it communicates a sense of urgency, a sense of purpose, efficiency, teamwork, choreography, synchronization, but zero degradation in compliance, nor degradation in safety.
Clark also shared, Viper Week enhanced morale for both teams, while also preparing them for future operations. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Total Force Awareness Training. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins. Airmen and Guardians now have another option for completing the required Total Force Awareness training on the DAF e-learning platform. Learners can choose to complete the mandatory training on either DAF e-learning or MyLearning, and completion reports will be consolidated and accessible through Envision, which is the DAF's Mission Readiness Reporting Platform. This platform is part of an effort to optimize force development and simplify access to training, providing airmen and guardians with a more streamlined and user-friendly way to complete their required trainings, such as annual cyber awareness training. Adam Rasmussen, AETC Learning Services Division Chief, says, "The goal is that learning resources are available anytime and anywhere, ensuring airmen have the flexibility to tailor learning at their own pace, empowering them to balance professional development with operational demands." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.